Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. Seymour and Mindy Liebman and the Schuss for Refua Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous and the merit of a Refua Shalema for all those afflicted by the coronavirus and for the Refua Shalema of Chaya Shira Bat Chana. Paul and Karen Goldstein, the Ilulei Nishmas, their beloved granddaughter, Malka Bracha, Bas Harav Shimon Chaim, Zerina Miriam, and for a Refua Shalema for all Chalei Yisrael. Dr. and Mrs. Kletter for a Refua Shalema for Chana Rezel Bas Breindel. Anonymous for a Refua Shalema for Yaakov Tzvi Halevi Ben Gittel and all the other Cholim. Paul and Eileen Finkel, Zecher Nishmas, Phil and Eileen Finkel, Zecher Nishmas, Phil's father, Baruch Ben Ozer Halevi, and Eileen's mother, Chana Perel, Bas Yosef Meir, and a Refua Shalema for all Chalei Yisrael. Tommy and Judy Weiss, for everyone who needs a Refua Shalema, and specifically, Yehoshua Shalom Ben Bluma. Anonymous for Refua Shalema for all those who are ill. Avram and Hetty Pearl for the yard sites of Dr. Eric Teitz, Yehoshua Asher Ben Yehuda, and Esther Pearl, Esther Malka Das Avram Halevi, and for Refua, for Eitan Merwitz, and all those in need. Murray and Chani Friedman for Refua Shalema Bekarov, for all those that need it, and Chizik for all. Anonymous as a Schutz for Refua Shalema for all Chalei Yisrael Bekarov. And my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, as a Schutz for all Refua Shalema. For a Refuah Shalema for all those in need, and Lezecher Nishmas, my grandfather, Mr. Lou Herman, Hachaver, Ari Yaakov Eliezer, Ben Hachaver Naftali, whose yard site is today. May his neshama have an aliyah. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for your wonderful generosity. Please note that starting tomorrow, we will begin to advertise the sponsorship exclusively in the daily email instead of the phone calls. Thank you in advance for your understanding. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refua, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. We have included a link in the daily email now that you can reference for more information. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign, and we need it this year more than ever. For general donations, please visit ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger, and all of those funds go directly towards Moas Chitim, all of those in need this year. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Philip Moskowitz, Associate Rabbi of Boca Raton Synagogue in sunny Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. Rabbi Moskowitz's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zion, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. You'll note in today's email that we've included a link that is in the email itself with the chapters. If you click on that, you'll see those three chapters come right up on your smartphone, and we'd like to thank Eric Sigmund for creating and sharing that resource with us. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Moskowitz will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not responsibly or pausing between psukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Moskowitz to please recite the perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and in English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Please note that today and each day going forward, that we will include a Mishaberach L'cholem, a welfare prayer for those who are sick, which will be recited by Rabbi Moskowitz after the Tehillim. Rabbi Moskowitz will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the name of all of those whom we are davening, praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. The Mishaberach will be followed by Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, as well as a smorgasbord of programming today and tonight for the OU. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Moskowitz.
Naftali, I want to thank you and the OU for arranging this important initiative. As all of us on this call know, there's no greater response in times of crisis than to repeatedly storm the gates of heaven and to beseech Hashem to bring an end to all of illness and all this difficulty. And so again, I want to give you and the OU an incredible yashar koach for arranging this incredibly important initiative. In the end of his commentary on chapter 13 of Tehillim, the author of the Das Mikra wonders how we, the Jewish people, can so easily transition from feelings of despair and gloom to feelings of hope and optimism. How is it that in one pasuk we wonder, Ad ana Adonai tishkacheni netzach, Ad ana tastir et panecha mimeni Hashem, how is it that you have forsaken me? How is it that it seems like you hide your face from me? And then literally just a few verses later in the same chapter, we state, V'ani b'chazdecha batachti, that I put all of my trust in your chesed, in your kindness. We proclaim unequivocally those feelings of hope and optimism in Hashem's deliverance and redemption. Answers the Das Mikra something extraordinary. What gives us that hope is knowing that we have someone to listen to us. What gives us that optimism is knowing that we constantly have an audience with the Almighty Himself, with the Creator of the universe. Says the Das Mikra, Nimsa shehatfila atzma, yesh bekocha lahafoch et hayeyush litikva. The very notion of davening itself is what transforms those feelings of despair and gloom to feelings of hope and positivity. Just knowing that we have someone to talk to can sometimes make all the difference in the world. I had this experience just a few months ago when dealing with JetBlue Airlines. My wife was flying back with New York from our four small children. It was a mix-up with the flight. It ended up costing us close to $400 to change flights. My wife called me. She asked me what she thinks I should do. And I told her to go ahead and pay for it, that I'll fight the charges later. That night when I got home, I tried desperately to get in touch with a JetBlue representative to plead my case. I tried the telephone, but the wait was incredibly long. I went onto Facebook to message them, and all I received were cookie-cutter answers, and I started to get really, really frustrated. And I have to tell you that the most frustrating part of the entire experience was that I had nobody to talk to. I felt that if I could only plead my case with someone, then certainly they would understand. And yet all I got was radio silence on the other end. Finally, as a last ditch of desperation, I Googled the email address for the CEO of JetBlue. I sent him an email with a subject that read, quote, nowhere else to turn. And lo and behold, just a few hours later, I received a phone call from someone in the executive offices of JetBlue offering to help resolve my issue. I told the lady that as appreciative I was to receive the refund, I was as appreciative to just have someone to talk to about it, to explain the situation, and ultimately to listen to me. Just knowing that someone cared about my issue and was willing to listen made me feel so much better. My friends, we are so blessed that when we feel that we have nowhere else to turn, we always have someone to talk to share what's on our mind, and to listen to our deepest and most innermost thoughts. That we don't have to Google email addresses or wait on hold for hours on end, even go on to Facebook. But that every time you and I daven, we have an audience with the Master of the Universe, with the King of Kings, and with the Creator Himself. It's reminding ourselves of that privilege and of that opportunity that should give us confidence and turn our despair into conviction, transform our feelings of gloom into positivity, and transition ourselves from feelings of hopelessness into feelings of hope. And so my bracha is on this amazing call that each of us should relish the opportunity that prayer affords us, and that we should make the most out of this privilege, and that the Jewish people and the world as a whole should experience a speedy and swift redemption in the merit of all of our prayers. I'll now begin reciting chapter 20, Perek Chaf of Tehillim, which I will read very slowly as I encourage everyone to recite it alongside with me. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Violascha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Licha Chilvavecha, V'chol Atascha Yimalei, Niranina Bishuasecha, Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yemino, Eile Varechev, Ve'eile Vasusim, Va'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karu V'Nafalu, Ve'anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. We'll now continue with Tehillim Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori Vishi Mimi Ira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Efchad Bikrov Alai Mireim Lechol Es Bisari Tzarai Ve'ayvai Li Hema Kashlu V'Nafalu Im Tachane Alai Melchane Lo Yira Libi Im Takum Alai Melchama Bezos Ani Boteach Achat Shalti Me'es Adonai Osa Avakesh Shifti Beves Adonai Kol Yemei Chayai Lachazos Benoam Adonai Ulevaker Behei Chalau Ki Yit Peneini Bisuka Biyom Ra'a Yastireini Biseser Oalau Bitzur Yeromimeini Ve'ata yarum roshi al oivai, sivivosai ve'ezbecha bo'alo, zivchei srua, ashira v'azamra l'Adonai, shma Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneini v'aneini, l'cha amar libi bakshu panai, es panecha Adonai avakesh, al taster panecha mimeni, Altat be'af avdecha ezrasi, ezrasi ha'isa, al ticheni, v'al tazveni Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasveini. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini be'orech mishor, l'man shorirai. Al tineini b'nefesh tzorai, ki kamu vi eide sheker vifeya chamas. Lule hemanti liros betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak ve'ameitz libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. Lastly, we'll recite Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shima Vikoli Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi Yamod Kimcha Slicha Leman tivare kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvarav hochalti nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai kiim Adonai hachesed veharbei imo fedus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim es hacholos. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalalim ba'avuram, bizchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam ulraposam, ulahachazikam ulahachiyosam, v'yishlach lehem meira refua shlema min ha'shamayim, l'ramach hevereyem u'shisa gideyem besov sh'ar cholei Yisrael, refua sanefesh urefua saguf, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv, V'nomar, Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara uveshivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, umeafela laora umishiba legeula. Hashta ba'agola v'zman kariv, v'nomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskowitz. A beautiful message, and the pace for the Tehillim was perfect. Thank you so much. There's a smorgasbord of programming opportunities today from the OU that I'd like to bring to your attention. At 3:30, so just a little over 2 hours from now, Eastern Daylight Time, 3:30, please join the OU Spirit Initiative. Spirit is a stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspire thought. For a pre-Pesach virtual program, it will be given by Sandy Lev on the topic of Let's Get Moving. For more information and to watch it live, please visit ou.org/community. That's ou.org/community. At 8 o'clock tonight, please join the Department of Women's Initiatives as Dr. Aliza Septimus from here in South Florida for a session on Cope and Hope. Steering your family ship, manage anxiety and stress, get the social support you need, boost your mood, and maintain a positive outlook. For more information and to join, visit ou.org/women/cope. That's ou.org/women/cope. And as always, OU Live returns tonight at 9 p.m. Please tune in for another all-star lineup. We have Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn, Dean of Yavna, will be in to discuss creative moonshots for your Seder. Not sure what that means, but I'm sure it'll be very exciting because Rabbi Einhorn is always. And Bethany Mandel, American news commentator and founder of #Kosher19, will be in to share her perspective on the crisis and how you can help. My dear friends, as we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered latova, and may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration, Divrei Chizuk, from Rabbi Lenny Matanky with Congregation KINS of West Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.